podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Boxingvoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another spontaneous Border Wars edition of the Boxing. If you don't know what Border Wars is, now you will be informed. It's where the hosts, alongside of some of our most loyal listeners and most, well, bravest listeners, get together in a remote location around the globe and throw down. Instead of just making picks and talking shit, we actually get in the ring and land some hooks and jabs. So this particular episode is going to be to give an opportunity to Robert Ortiz from Escape the Fate to, I guess, defend himself. He feels he was wrongfully categorized as a ducker, and he feels that he should have a opportunity at giving his side of the story. We'll see. Can he do a good job of that? I'm going to head on out to the Golden State, the home of the Hipster Hunter, and introduce my co-host.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy. How do you feel about it?
Fuck that.
Conor
McGregor,
you
know me
about it.
From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, in the knock, out now. The main thing is, I just hope the guy, I wish.
BoxingWords.com.
Yes, the hips was here. Haters beware. And Robert Ortiz, good friend of mine, is on the show today, and I'm definitely going to hate on his ass the entire show, because what else is he than a duck? Sounds like a duck, smells like a duck, looks like a duck. It's most likely a duck, so I can't wait to chop it up with the head ducker himself, Mr. Duckstar Ortiz, and it should be a fun show.
Well, Matt, don't tell us exactly how you feel. Jeez.
The rock star. This is Robert Ortiz coming at you. And I was enjoying my tour and I had some downtime and I finally was able to get my Patreon back up thanks to Cruz, El Terrible, the son of God. He's helped me re-energize my own personal Patreon by going through Facebook while I'm on tour. So I got my Patreon going. I said, let's go listen to some Boxing Voice. It's been a week or two. And I hear all this crazy rhetoric coming from one Matthew J. Hunter. What the fuck? Can you please reiterate to the listening and viewing public what exactly you were accusing me of here?
I'm accusing you of ducking the very man that you are bigging up and trying to get on your knees for, Mr. Eric Cruz. You set the date for that fight.
Correct.
Now, all of a sudden, there's a confliction with your schedule, with your tour. And to me, it just seems very suspect. To me, it seems from someone who had their tour dates way in advance, this should have been avoidable. And yet, you were the one that specifically said these dates, and now those dates don't work. When you've been very obsessed about Eric Cruz, very obsessed about watching tape. You ask everyone from Ken Porter, who's a great trainer, to a former world champion in Sean Porter, to everybody that can listen on the streets about this fight. and to break it down for you and to help you figure out Mr. SOG Eric Cruz. So what is it? Is it not a duck?
How was that? How does that make it a duck? Because things happen. This is business, okay?
But you're the one that set the date.
Yes, I did set the date.
The things that happened were there when you set the date. So why these things don't happen? They were already happening when we scheduled it.
First of all,
didn't come out of nowhere.
First of all, you look really ugly. I don't know why Ness said that we look similar. I mean, I don't understand it.
I like how you're avoiding the question by going at my appearance.
Well,
it's okay, Mr. Sunglasses Inside.
You
have the same headband and beanie on for some reason. I wonder why.
Actually, draw me wearing this. It's part of my personality and persona now. So first of all, you can't be coming at me, accusing me of all this shit, and be looking like how you're looking right now, dude. Like Ness just
address the accusations, or are you gonna just address my looks?
Can I at least address the accuser?
No, because the accusations aren't just from me. They're from everyone. Because everyone in Border Wars knew this.
Everyone in Border Wars is fucking stupid. Your entire listening and viewing demographic are all fucking retards. Straight up, if they think I'm a duck. If they don't, then they're smart. Here's the thing. First of all, I challenge you to September 15th, the weekend of Canelo Triple G, knowing the entire boxing universe would be centered in the city of Las Vegas. I knew I wasn't going to be on tour yet. I said, let's do this dance. And I got, oh, well, that's too soon. Fuck you. I said that date because I knew it would be hard to plan that far in advance. So I looked at the schedule. I said, okay, well, I'm going to not be able to train like hard. I'm not going to be able to spar. You asked for my testimony, and then you're disrespecting me with your disrespectful sound bites. You're a fucking jerk off, dude. And
that wasn't me, by the way. That was the person sitting next to you, and that's
your
game.
Body bag at best if we don't put you in the desert. But anyways,
yo, you had your chance to spar me, and you landed one pity bat shot. Come on, get the fuck out of here, Mr. Balding Head, Mr. Sunglasses wearing indoor motherfucker. You ain't doing shit. You ducked Cruz. It's okay. Just admit it.
Duck Cruz.
Yo, Marvin.
Marvin's
in the chat.
Gets knocked out by the midget every day.
Yo, Marvin's
in
the chat
yard.
Going out, getting at you, bro. He's like, shut
point
the
blank.
F up, cool guy. You a pussy, point
how's
blank.
How's it make me a pussy? I'll be in Dallas
you
in a couple weeks, dude. I'll be in
you
Dallas in a couple
date.
Weeks.
What you saying? What you saying? You're going to be in Dallas? What's that mean?
That means I know where Cruz lives, and we can find it to go to any gym.
I mean, Cruz never called you a pussy, so it would be cool.
That's because Cruz respects me.
It would
Cruz
be cool.
It real. That's why I chose him as an opponent.
Yo, it would
I didn't
be cool.
Any of you pussies.
I mean, it would be cool for you to. It would be cool for you to go to Texas and teach Marvin who's the real pussy.
Dude, Marvin's just fat. That's all there is about that guy. Marvin, dude, get out of here, dude.
He's called the Tank.
That's fuck him, dude. He looks more like a fucking Volkswagen. Like, that dude sucks. All right.
How you gonna say he sucks? You never spot him.
He got knocked out by Cruz in Cruz's front yard all the time, dude.
Knocked out. I mean, that's a bit of a stretch.
He's fighting
he's never
a midget.
Gone down.
How's he gonna get stunned by a midget?
Well, you can't call Cruz a midget if you're being accused of ducking Cruz. I mean, how you gonna call Cruz a midget?
I ain't ducking Cruz.
So what are you saying? Are you gonna see Cruz in Texas? Somebody get Cruz on the line.
I am gonna
Marvin.
See Cruz
Marvin,
in
put
Texas.
Put the text in to the Texas boy. We need Cruz on the sound. We're gonna have to get a verbal confirmation. We're gonna have to make this new date. We're gonna have to see, because at this point, I think Rob needs to redeem himself.
So, to answer your question, young Matthew, the thing was
Balding Ortiz.
It's fine. You could say whatever you want, dude. You can smell what the Rock is cooking with that big ass nose. Listen, I had that date set. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know I was playing Ireland. All right, they added that date way after. I had no idea that it was going on until Rob from the UK sent my own tour schedule. And it said, yup, the 18th.
So you needed
sounds irresponsible to me, Matt.
Yeah, you said you needed somebody else that's a fan of the show to alert you of your own tour dates for a date that you scheduled for a fight. This all sounds fishy to me.
Well enough. So
I wasn't made aware. I would have had to actually reschedule my entire life around this date. I had this whole thing planned out.
Your
I
whole
was
life.
Very excited about this. I was training. I'm still training, but I was really, really heavily invested in doing this, and I was ready to do it.
They called him Robert one time Ortiz.
I got run over by a car running miles the other day. It's just like literally, like I'm literally.
I don't know, man. This sounds like a duck, Matt. I mean, first he says, you know, he got hurt and sprained his wrist. Then he says he got a new tour date and he has a new show in Ireland. Then he says he got hit by a car. I mean, Matt, how many excuses?
No, these aren't excuses. All these things that are happening in training is because I'm training. Those aren't my excuses. That's me telling you that I'm actually training in preparation because I'm expecting to fight.
Well,
I want to
speak into the mic if you want the public to hear you.
All right. Well, can you guys hear me?
Now you sound like a man.
All right. Well, here's the thing, dude. I'm telling you about all these injuries and things happening in training because I'm training for an event that I believe that I'm going to take part in. And all of a sudden, I get this fucking thing, seeing my schedule, and I hit on my manager and I say, yo, I told you I needed this date off. He's like, well, the date came in. I didn't even know we were playing Ireland. So that's beyond my control. Tickets went on sale. Fans have bought tickets and planes.
So
wait,
you have no control over your own tour dates and the band that you are a part of?
So,
yo, and let me tell just for the record, Rob is the oldest man escaped the fate. He's the last of the Mohicans. He is the only original member.
Correct.
So for him to say he can't get a date that the fucking owner of the band wants, essentially, like, other than the label, he owns the band. I'm just
saying.
It
sounds like to me, it sounds like an irresponsible person that doesn't know their own contract, that doesn't know their own tour, that signed up for a fight that they got scared of, and now they're backing out.
No. Yeah, they thought they were fighting a chubby kid from Texas that eats a lot of ribs.
I'm not afraid of Cruz. Get the fuck out of here.
What sounds like?
Listen, he was going to be my warm-up for you.
Yo, Rob, let me just be honest here. Cruz at least has A, fought, B, sent in sparring with numerous people. You have only sparred with familiar faces like myself and Eddie.
I don't want to give away any footage. What do you want me to say? Do you know of any fighters that give away any footage?
There's plenty of. I mean, Sean Porter did a whole sparring session for the public.
That's Sean Porter.
You know?
Floyd Mayweather?
Yo, yes, Floyd also.
Not
one time. Floyd has done plenty of live stream sparring sessions.
Hold on. Robert, didn't you call yourself Mayweather, and why are you so scared?
Yeah, the Mexican version of Mayweather, allegedly.
I'm not scared of the fight.
Why are you scared of pushing sparring?
Because this is strategy.
Oh, yeah, your strategy seems to be ducking.
It's not ducking. It's business. It's life. Where's your opponent at, Ness?
Well, you know, good. I didn't want to make this about me.
Opponent signed up.
Well, no, Matt, I didn't want
to. At least you're going. At least you have an opponent. You're not going, Rob.
No, Matt. Where's Team Canada? Matt,
things happen.
I do
I'm
have to
you.
Report that I did get a message from Mexican Butterbean today, and he's out. Mexican Butterbean is out. He had an injury. His doctor said he needs to be out for 3 weeks, and they don't advise him to do any boxing training. When he comes back. So he's totally out. So, again, I'm in need of an opponent. And any willing and able bodies need to sign up. No need to at me on social media or anything like that. Just simply sign up. So if you need to speak to someone about signing up, simply contact Canadian Jose. And let's get this going because I obviously need an opponent now. All you got to do is want to fight at heavyweight and or weigh at least 200 and above, right? Like, but if somehow you want to be a heavyweight and you don't weigh 200, you want to come in light fast cruiserweights and light heavyweights, your death certificate, that's not my issue. But, yeah, I'm out of an opponent. So, Marvin, I don't know. Don't disappear from the chat if anybody.
So, now that there's an opponent for Marvin, he vanished off the chat.
No, there isn't. He's got to fight. Who's he fighting? Isn't he fighting Cantu or something like that? He's fighting somebody.
Yeah, he's fighting Cantu.
Cruz is fighting Zach.
Zach's not a fight, dude. Let's do this.
Yeah, but
Cruz versus Nestor.
Well, you definitely can't match
I'll
make.
Face the winner.
You
or
don't
the
get to match make or pick winners or losers, dude. You're like, first of all, you're not ranked because you still haven't fought.
This is true. That's fair.
And now on Border Wars 3, you're gonna be like at a deficit because you're gonna be going into it known as a duck.
How am I a duck? That's what I don't understand.
Okay.
Business.
All right. Wait.
Do this on the.
Wait. Let me interview Matt. Let me interview Matt.
We could literally do this the day before on the 15th or the 14th.
Of what?
January.
But when you get hurt?
The fight is the 15th.
What if you get knocked out?
15th?
Yes.
You said the 16th.
No, the fight is. No, yeah. This fight is the 16th, right? Yeah. Monday we land.
I will be flying in the morning of the 16th to the other side of
the planet. No, we land. I mean, look, it's up to Eric Cruz. I'm sure he'll get there Monday to whoop your butt. You know Eric ain't got no issue. Eric's been submissive.
That's why I like him.
No. Eric's been submissive to your every
negotiation
tactic. And when you seen that he continued to just be submissive, you had to pull out because you was like, fuck it. No matter what I tell this kid not to do, he still
does it. Rob ain't showing up.
Of course he's not.
We don't
literally
need you.
The 16th day I'm flying away.
Oscar Martinez, stop saying me and Georgia. You said you was a heavyweight. I need an opponent. You got 3 months. It seems like we got nothing but a bunch of ducks in the TBV world.
It's not a duck, dude. This is business, bro. This is business. I tried to fight you in the 50s. You're like, I can't.
You can't talk when you set the date and you can't fight on that date.
That's ducking. I tried to get
that's
you to listen.
That's the end of the story right there.
You're
Marvin and Tank called in. Until you press 1, Marvin, we don't know if you really want to talk. But listen, let's parry a little bit here. Let's go switch subjects just a bit.
Unbelievable.
We got to talk about Tony. Tony G, cousin of Big Butterbean. He's been submitting his sparring. He's got a fight lined up with Iron Sal. I believe they're going to be fighting at 165, right, Matt?
I believe so.
Opportunity yet, Ortiz, to get caught up on any of the new Patreon footage, huh? Let's say at least the last 7 days.
I saw a little bit. Not the last 7 days, though, no.
So you haven't seen anything with Tony G versus Freddie?
I'm not too sure. I did see your former opponent that was in waiting, Mexican Butterbean, looking real butter.
Yeah, that's a little. Butterbean submitted some pad work or something like that. Look at Marvin. Look at Marvin. Marvin, don't call him a duck in the chat, but he's putting Border Wars 3, Ness versus the Assassin, Marvin event, main event. But that's not ducking. He's just saying even though Ness doesn't have a fight for Border Wars 2, I'll fight him in the next one.
He's ducking. Oh my God. You're live on air.
All the blame off of him.
Yeah, no. How could Robert even? You know why Robert knows what ducking looks like, right?
Fuck you. You ducked me. I'm looking at one. I said September 15th and you turned down.
Hey, Matt, it's funny. He says I him yet. He's the one that's like, every time he makes me not go full-fledged. Listen, it's all good.
You were the one who was huffing and puffing, and I kept throwing a jab to the body.
Who said the words, let's go easy?
And you
were
still
scared? Let's go easy.
That's why I like Matt. I like that Matt was around. Because
Matt doesn't even know anything about boxing, period.
All right.
I sparred you, and you barely.
I was afraid to fight you.
You weigh 50 more
like
pounds than me.
You weigh
like
actual like
Mayweather.
I was afraid to hurt
you. Get the fuck out of here.
Come on.
I was
bring
afraid
it back.
To hurt you. I threw a little pity pat jab, and you
Mr.
and your
Duck
big
Star
ass
over here.
Flew halfway
Mr.
across
Duck
the
Star.
Ring.
Listen. Let's get it back together. We gotta go back to the top because
I didn't even make a fist.
Tony G continues to say that he has no experience, Matt. I need you to put on your commentator hat. And what are you seeing when you're watching the sparring? The most recent one is Tony G versus Freddie. Tony, again, seeming to be the bigger, taller guy in his sparring footage and seeming to be I don't want to say more technically sound. Freddie was pretty good. He just seemed smaller. He didn't seem like he could hurt Tony G. But I got to be honest, out of Sal and Tony, Tony's looking a little more put together. I mean, I know Sal has been saying he's not giving us all, and maybe he's being stingy on the sparring footage. But do you believe that narrative, or are you pegging Tony as the more technically sound fighter in that fight?
No, I agree with that assessment. I think Tony is probably the more technically sound at this point, but I do think it is competitive. I don't think there's levels between them or anything like that. And plus, Sal should be here in LA next week to do some training with me, so it's going to be good to see where he's at up close.
Who do you got in mind as a kind of team captain? Who are you thinking of throwing him in the squared circle with first?
First? Me.
What?
Hell yeah.
You're the litmus test. You're the Keith Thurman test.
Keith Thurman? You calling him?
Yeah.
Let me tell you that story. Hold on a minute, Matt, because people need backstory to understand what the Keith Thurman test means, right? Keith Thurman, at a very young age, at the age of 14, whoever came into that St. Petersburg gym had to go through what they call the Keith Thurman test, which means, you know, if you want to fight, you got to beat this little welterweight. And as you can see, it's not easy to beat that little welterweight. So I guess Matt is kind of subliminally saying he's the man in the gym, and he's going to see what Sal has. And then he'll, divide him up amongst.
I'll probably be in there because I'm probably the fastest out of everyone.
Woo! What about Fern Gully looking like Mikey?
But Fern can't train in the morning because of work. He only trains at night. So he probably won't be there.
If Matt's the fastest one and on Team West Coast, they're all going to die.
Yo, in the chat, they call Matt.
You ain't even showing up, Rob. Sit down and shut the fuck up.
Well, Matt, you have to.
Showing up. You don't get to talk.
Matt, you have to agree, Matt.
You're worse than Warren.
Matt.
You set the date. You set the date and you ain't showing up.
It's business. Things happen. This does happen. Just because my schedule changed does not mean that my skill set went down or that my level of bravado went down.
It did, Rob. No, it did because
I can't change my entire chat.
Matt, hold on.
I got a whole fucking company of people relying on that.
I hear you, Rob, but you can't expect people to keep believing your shit talking when you pulled out of a fight and you asked for soft sparring.
That's fine. No one even cares. Well, Matt sucks. Period.
I mean, there's sparring that says otherwise.
I've never seen it, and I've seen all of Matt's sparring.
Maybe you need to refresh your patron.
It's okay that you're biased. It's understandable. You don't.
No, he was here on the East Coast. He sparred some amateurs, and people are impressed. I'm just being honest.
People better than you, Rob.
Oh, Matt, you're always getting away, carried away. They're definitely more experienced than Rob. But we can't really say better because power has a lot to do with boxing.
No, we can 100% say that those teenagers that are in Golden
All I know is that the two of you all I know that the two of you are so ego driven that you continue to make this about you when we're trying to talk about Iron Sal and Tony G, who, you know, both are putting in work. I mean, yes. Sal is going. This is why I know Rob isn't paying attention to Patreon. You need to, when you're on your tour bus and you're trying to go to.
I got it back.
Go on we'll Patreon. Because look, Iron Sal is even doing an entire vlog. He showed us a little bit about his day, you know, his job, and he got some sparring in there. But he's still in that Texas world, Matt, where. They're sparring like on the gym floor. I mean, at least he's a step better than Texas. Texas is outside in the grass while they're washing their cars. You know, at least Sal's in the gym while the girls are doing like, you know, I don't know. What are women doing in the gym these days? Aerobics and shit. I ain't seen no ring is all I'm saying. At least Tony G's in the ring. Shout out to Tony G and everybody that steps in the actual ring. And not the linoleum floor, right? I definitely pronounced that wrong. Right? Linoleum floor.
I'm not even going to try to pronounce that. Anyways, Tony G and Sal is possibly one of the most competitive fights on the card.
How could it be competitive? Why, Matt?
I think style-wise. I think both guys present very similar styles and approaches to the game.
I think Sal, from what I've seen, looks to have a little more pop in the shots. I could be wrong, but I see that. And I see Tony being the better boxer. So I think it's going to be really competitive. I think both guys are going to be even. It's a NorCal versus a SoCal matchup. Those always lead to good fights. It's going to be a brawl. I 100% believe that.
And let's see. What other fights need a little bit of attention here? Info Joe and Alex Lemon. We haven't gotten any updates from neither of those two guys. What's the status, Matt?
Info Joe's been training as usual. His cardio is definitely improving. He's definitely getting more relaxed in the ring, because I think that's the biggest thing, is being comfortable in there, being relaxed, not having that adrenaline spike up. And he's getting better. I mean, I throw him and Santiago in there all the time, and then I'll throw Santiago out, and then I'll jump in there just to mess with him for another two or three rounds and really push Info Joe. So it's some good work. I don't think Alex Lemon lasts all three. I don't think that. Info Joe hits way too hard.
Yeah, but let's just be honest, man. I seen you put Info Joe on, you know, Days Street. And if 137-pounder can give you, you know, stars, what is Alex Lemon going to do? When Alex Lemon was in there with a guy younger than you, if not as old as you, definitely doesn't smoke, vapors, cigarettes, weed.
Wasn't that kid out of shape? Wasn't that kid, like, overweight?
I'm not going to go as far as to say out of shape, because he was throwing some fucking leather.
You can throw a ton of leather and be a crappy boxer.
Yeah, all right. I want to see him hit you with one of those and see if you ain't going to go fucking against the
Alex Fleming can bring all of his partners down here, and I can get that work easy. That's easy work over there.
No, why don't you go over there? Why don't you go over to North Carolina and get that work if you really want it?
The A side, man. Come here to LA.
There you go.
Quack,
again,
quack, quack,
making it about
quack,
him.
Quack,
you see,
quack,
making
quack,
it about
quack,
him.
Quack,
we're
quack,
talking about yo, Rob. You see, making it about him. We're talking about Alex Lemon and Info Joe. Here he is. So they could come get this work from me. I'm me. Yo, Matt, what the fuck are you gonna do when Warren whoops that ass? He wants to talk about him, Rob. He wants to talk about him. Let's fucking talk about him, because, Rob, you haven't seen the new footage, but Warren put out some footage with Eric Babyface Garcia sparring, and Eric Babyface Garcia wants to fight. He wants to fight at 165, and let's just be honest. There's no fucking way that dude with those guns weighs 165, and Warren is in there like they're fucking twins, bro. Twins. You know what I'm saying? So you tell me, Matt, you have a lot to worry about. You know, you better stop with your little Dunkin' Donuts, iced coffees, and lattes, and you better start doing some fucking push-ups, because Warren,
don't worry about what I'm doing.
Eye test,
don't worry about what I'm doing. You can count me out. Anyone can count me out. That's great. The only thing that matters is that I don't count myself out, and I don't. So we're good. January, I'm going to prove what I'm worth, and it's going to be a fun fight, and I'm going to win.
Look,
and I'm going to go get a title shot after that, because I'm the A side, and it's going
to
be fun.
Let's be fair to Matthew here, all right? Like, the show, we started off with talking about me, ducking or not ducking. Is it a fair thing because I got the business to tend to, all that stuff? I'll give you this as a compliment to you, because I don't do that often, but you got to give credit where it's credit's due. You got balls. You'll get in there with anybody, anytime, any place, as long as it meets your A-side requirements, which always go, you got to come here, or an opponent that doesn't show up from Canada. But other than that, you got balls, dude.
Did I not go to your hometown?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, because you ain't got to be afraid to get your ass whooped. You know what I'm saying?
True. That's 100% true.
And he doesn't have to be afraid of Warren.
I'm not afraid of Warren. I may be afraid of losing. I'll be honest about that. I don't want to lose. I'm afraid. Every time I go and train, I'm afraid of losing. That drives me, because I don't want to lose again. Losing sucks. So
that was my
sparring
partner.
I'm afraid of Warren. I'm definitely afraid of losing. And that's the motivation.
Yeah, well, that's what I say. You got balls, man. You always try to. You find a way to win, even though you don't know how to. But you're gonna try. And I admire that about you. And I think that's cool. And that goes a lot. Look, with someone, when that bitch will come out of them when you put them in sparring or when you're in a fight situation. So you'll be able to do your thing because you're not scared. And that's an important thing. That's why accusing of duck is such like a gnarly thing to do, man. But I Warren hits hard, dude. What are you going to do?
So do I.
I don't know, man. He's
I hit
shape.
Hard.
He don't smoke.
The thing is that I've watched him enough. I think I have enough of a game plan in mind, and I've been sparring nothing but southpaws. Nothing but southpaws this entire camp. And I still have 8 more weeks of sparring southpaws. I'm going to dial in that game plan for him, and it's going to be a wrap. I'm going to win. Whether it's in the first round, the second round, the third round, or decision, I'm going to win. And I don't think there's a thing that Warren can do to stop me. There's not a thing on this earth that he can do to stop me.
But what are you gonna do when you're out of breath and because you smoke so damn much all the time, dude? Like Ness, look, I threw a jab at Ness. We weren't trying to kill each other, and he was huffing and puffing by the end of the first round, and he looked scared. And I tapped him, and he flew across the ring like a fucking cartoon or something. And that was just being friends because we, you know, and Warren don't know you, dude. You're going to be huffing and puffing. What are you going to do?
I'm not going to be huffing and puffing.
You would be.
I've been putting in the road work. I've been hustling. Don't worry about it. Ness knows my cardio is better. And he may lie and say that that's not true, but I proved that in Jersey. And I proved that every time I step in that gym here in L.A. Ask anyone on TBB West who has the best cardio. It's me. I went 4 rounds the other day. I went 6 rounds the other day. I can do that. So Warren going 3 rounds, that's going to feel short. I may want this fight to go 6 rounds.
Well, it's not. So
I know, and that's great. Because now I can just throw a bunch of shots. I'm going to throw 60 to 80 punches a round instead of 30 to 40 if I'm doing 6 rounds. It's going to be fun.
I'll tell you this.
It's going to be a scrap. I guarantee this. It's going to be a scrap because Warren does put some things together.
On pure
but
skill level,
he is 100% hittable.
On pure skill level, you guys are comparable, and if not, you might be a little better. But this guy likes to fight, dude.
Yeah, but he's hittable. Listen, Rob, he's hittable. You got to watch the tape, though.
I'm watching it right now.
He's being hit by a dude way bigger than fucking Matt. Like, I don't care. I don't care how much skill Matt think he has. There's no way you punch as hard as fucking Eric Babyface Garcia, bro. Unless that dude is a fucking balloon, right? That hits like a pillow because it makes no sense. How the fuck you know? I mean, even Tim Bradley, you know.
I just need him with enough hard shots in every round, and I win.
Well, definitely you can win rounds. Problem is, how do you win rounds versus a guy that you're not going to be able to? I mean, again, assuming that you can't stop him from coming forward, because if he's eating Garcia's shots, how is he not going to eat your little fist and fucking spit him out?
That's great. He'll eat him all night then. And he will lose on points.
Yeah, you're going to have to pivot a lot because once he
gets
you on the ropes, it's over.
Hey, like I said to Rob, like there's a game plan in mind for a guy like Warren. There's a reason I'm only sparring southpaws. I won't spar an orthodox fighter right now. And unless it's Info Joe, just because it's Info Joe, of course.
You definitely spar orthodox around here.
Well, yeah, because I had to, because there was no southpaws in the gym.
Yeah.
Was there any southpaws in the gym? I don't think
so. Your boy Georgie talking about he going to send you some flowers, you see?
Yo, Georgie's too busy growing back that ponytail. Sit down, Georgie. Okay, if you were man enough, Georgie, you sign up and fight someone.
He ain't. You know that.
At least Rob was man enough to sign up and then duck, you know?
Which is kind of...
like half man.
It's kind of crazy to go through the... signing up and then duck, you know?
But I mean, I've said before, I mean, I hope that everyone counts me out. I hope that everyone does.
Well, you're the underdog, bro. Ain't no hope. You know you're the fucking underdog, and you know ain't nobody picking you. Who's picking you, really? Let's be honest.
I think there's people picking me.
Who?
I don't think it's everyone, but I think there's people picking me, of course.
Man, I seen one or two people talking about they riding with Matt, but I bet you pissed through the fucking head. No one's picking you, bro.
Yo, I guarantee you Pittsburgh Brew. Pistol to head is picking me.
Fuck, because you don't want to lose your friendship. I bet you if in the fine print of that contract it says Matt cannot so why, get mad.
How would he lose my friendship? How would he, like, you aren't picking me, Ness.
Because people get mad.
You don't pick, and then don't want to be your friend.
Look at Pittsburgh's word. I got Matt. You ain't betting on Matt, Brew.
Yo, Pittsburgh Brew, bet on Warren. Everyone bet on Warren. Lose your money.
I'll
bet on me and I'll rake it in. I'll be the underdog and I'll rake it in, motherfucker.
I'm gonna bet a lot of money on Warren.
Coming in here to
Warren.
Shock everyone.
Yo, I just watched his footage just now. I think he's gonna win by stoppage inside
one round. I swear, Matt, you need to check that nigga, dog. You need to weight check him right now, and you need to do a pair. I'm just being honest. You keep shaking your head.
It doesn't matter what he's weighing right now because he has to weigh in.
Of course it matters.
Hold on. Let me finish my fucking statement.
I know what your finished statement is going to be. They don't know.
The listeners don't know. So let me finish my statement, Ness, please. He has to weigh in 137 pounds on fight day. So I don't care what he weighs now because he has to suck down to my weight. Hashtag ASAP.
Nah, ain't no sucking down, bro. You seen him on a scale.
How much does he weigh, Ness?
When we weighed him, like, last year, he was, like, 144.
Really?
Yeah. Boy. So he's just a naturally big. He's like Tim Bradley. Remember Tim Bradley was 140, 147 pounds, looking like a fucking animal. I mean.
Matt, dude, he's going to knock you out, dude.
That's great. You think that, Rob? While you're ducking, you're in Ireland, not facing Cruz, because you're scared to get hit.
Oh, now it's about me. Now we want to talk about you, but now you want to talk about anybody, including me.
Dude. You can't handle it and you get triggered by me mentioning you ducking, then get over it.
Say whatever you want, dude. We're talking about you now. I had my piece at the beginning of the show. He's going to knock you out. I'm watching the footage right now. And
Cruz will knock you out too. That's why you ain't fighting. At least I'm man up to still fight, huh?
Cruz is happy, dude. He started to like lose his mind, going, "Oh my god, I can't believe I shouldn't have done this."
Yo, I'm gonna agree with Matt. I'm gonna agree with him on that. I think Cruz is happy. You know, Cruz wasn't trying to lose that weight. And the minute Rob's fight wasn't official, he's all at state fairs and he's sending pictures.
Yeah.
He's sending pictures on a scale talking about he's 205 now. He's happy, bro.
Being scared of the weight cut's always different than being scared of the fighter.
Oh man,
Be real about that. Doomsday's scared of that weight cut. He ain't scared of Mitty.
Speaking of Doomsday, we could do a little update. He's been in the gym 2 days in a row, bro. I guess he's back. Sparring is Friday. He was trying to get in the ring today, but the coach kept saying no.
Someone says they spotted him walking. There's no evidence of him running yet, but they say he's been seen walking.
Well, no, he definitely ran 5 miles the night before last, for sure, at 10 fucking p.m. at night.
That's good. Yeah, Warren's going to hurt, Matt.
Now, back to Warren. That's where Warren has the hole in the game plan. If you go back and watch that sparring, see, I know you didn't see it because you don't have your commentator hat. We'll restart it. And right after that first round, he drops straight to his knees. During the 30 seconds, he's exhausted. Now, we don't know. We just don't know what round that is. We don't know if it's the first. We don't know if the third, the eighth. We don't know what round it is.
We don't know.
But we could work on that, Matt. We can build on that. We can assume his tank is low. We could work on body shots in the bag, in the gym, on the pad work.
Warren smokes just as much weed as me.
And we can work on our own stamina, you know? But the question is Matt going to put in the work? I mean,
I just ran a mile and did 10 reps. Did 10 reps of a strength circuit. So yeah, I'm good. That was a morning workout.
Yo, why are you laughing at his 1 mile?
That was a pre-workout mile. Yeah.
Why is he laughing at your I don't run a lot of miles, Matt. Why is he laughing at your
You know what it is?
This guy ran 8 miles the other day.
He ran so far, he left and ducked Cruz. That's how far he
went.
Way to Ireland, you ducking motherfuckers.
Fucking joke. Like, no one saw that coming there.
No, that was good. Don't hate. He got you.
That was fucking.
Yo, I've got Ortiz this whole night, man. Cruz doesn't need to show up. I got it, Cruz.
I'm in Dallas in 2 weeks. I'll take care of Midget. Then I'll take care of fucking.
You're ducking then.
Yo, he's saying this live on air. And watch Cruz.
We already agreed to it.
Cruz will text you an address. You won't show up.
I know.
He'll be saying
Cruz ducked him if Cruz doesn't
him,
get him a
I,
ride
I,
and
I
shit.
I got a gym. I'm friends with what's his name? Jesse James Leha. Jesse James Leha Jr. is a big fan of my band, so I'm friends with him. And they just opened up the new gym. I sent Cruz in, but I have the text right here. I said, yo, let's do this. I got a gym. I got
what day is this going down?
I don't keep track of dates, dude.
That's how you duck. Because then all of a sudden you sent them a text and it's like, oh, Cruz, I thought it was, but my tour manager just said.
I text like the hour before I want to do something.
Yeah, exactly. So an hour before his alleged meeting with Cruz, he's going to find out that his tour manager switched everything around.
Of course.
It very well could happen.
Yeah, and that's what happens to people that are irresponsible.
Very well could happen. You aren't on top of your own shit, are you? Like, you aren't on top of your band. I hope you're on top of your finances as a friend. I really do. I hope you're not on a 360 deal or anything like that. I really hope you're okay there with your music label. Because, you're not in control of anything. It's that.
But other than that, dude, it's like you can't. The artist's mind, you can't flood it with too much responsibility or can't flourish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yo, Marvin said, what, Jim? You know he's Team Cruz, and he's going to be our cameraman.
I don't give a fuck about Marvin the Mitsubishi. I want Eric.
The Mitsubishi.
I'll take care of his
I think
ass.
He's asking what gym
yeah.
that you want.
Yeah, but what gym you want Cruz to meet?
With a Rumble Club in San Antonio, Texas.
Yo, but Cruz ain't from San Antonio, homie.
Neither am I.
What the fuck? But I bet you're going to be in San Antonio and you want him to come to you.
You see what I'm saying?
So
I'm in New Jersey. I'm willing to drive to San Antonio. He's not.
Two hours away. That's what I wanted to get to, Matt.
Hours away.
This is how these Native American so-called Mexican Mayweather boxers leave the back door open for,
11-9.
Disgrace to your warrior culture.
11-9.
Is the date?
That's the date, 11-9, San Antonio, Texas.
Damn, I think I'll be in Denver that day. But at least I'll get the news high as fuck. But, yo, that's how he leaves the back door open, because then he's like, oh, Cruz ducked me. He didn't want to come to San Antonio. Fucking Cruz lives in Dallas, bro.
I'm in New Jersey right now, and I'm
because I picked you up, lazy fuck. You ain't fucking come over here.
Okay, I was in New York City, and I got my way to fucking New York. I'm going to get my ass to San Antonio. Cruz can't drive 10 minutes. What? Because his feet don't hit the pedal.
That's like a 4-hour drive, man.
Dude,
it's a 4-day drive from here, and I'm still going to show up. He can't go because his feet
don't
hit the
fucking
pedal.
Tour bus.
And, he's driving the Mitsubishi. His feet don't reach the pedal. He can't fucking drive to San Antonio.
Yo, you set the date, and now you're ducking. Now you're trying to reschedule to another date.
Look, Marvin said.
Look
at Marvin say he's ducking. You said you was coming to Dallas. That's not Dallas.
I'll be in Dallas. I just don't have a gym set up there, so I gotta find one.
Well, I would assume Cruz does.
I mean, Cruz has a fucking gym.
The front yard.
No, he sparred Kevin Johnson in a gym one time.
Kevin Jones. I think Kevin Johnson's like an actual boxer.
We can make it happen. But either way, all my shit aside, that doesn't change the fact that Warren's going to knock your ass out.
Well, I mean, look, it's not a definite. Warren definitely has the power advantage, but I feel like he has the, you know, gas tank issues. But it could be argued that Matt does too. Matt quit after like one round. Only Matt has history.
A year ago.
Yeah, but you have that history, nigga. What you want?
A year ago when I wasn't training. I've been training now. And did I quit in Jersey?
Yo, Matt. That's like Zach, okay, who has been knocked down in sparring, training, and in the fight, and us not assuming that he may go down again. Like, get out of here, bro.
But I don't have conditioning issues in sparring.
Well, you
did.
The
gym.
You've been to Jersey Boys twice this year, and
yes.
The first time was that the time that you quit?
The first day, and then the second day I didn't.
And then Thursday,
right, and then this time you only wanted to do two rounds, right?
Not true. I wanted to go three, and the coach would not let me.
You were dying.
And
that's
then I jumped in there 10 minutes because
you were dying. They hit him with that body shot, sent him to.
Not dying. Ness, again, I don't know why you're lying. The videotape's out there. Everyone here can go watch it on patreon.com/theboxing.
Yeah, and they can make their own assessment because, you know.
I was not huffing and puffing. So I think that's hilarious. Again, at least I show up, unlike another person on this panel right now.
See what he does there.
He deflects.
I'm gonna prove everything I'm saying on January. You can't, Rob, because you're ducking.
Well, we don't know if you're gonna prove it because some people, especially named Robert Ortiz, are picking Warren.
I hope everyone picks Warren. I hope everyone does.
I'm picking him by stoppage, dude.
That's great. Bet money on it, motherfucker.
I am, but there's no one to
bet against. I'll bet you $500 right now that Warren doesn't stop me.
Wow.
I don't even have $500 in my bank account, motherfucker. I'll bet you $500 right now that he doesn't stop me.
Who's repping the fight? Because your lifeless body, you'll still be like, I didn't quit.
No, we got two professional officials. Either Steve Willis can possibly be reffing his fight or Matt. Another Matt that is also
Matt's gonna ref his own.
No, another Matt that's also a professional judge. Get out of here.
Okay.
Hater.
500. I'll take the bet that 500 that he's gonna beat you with a $200 bonus by stoppage.
That's not what we said.
Yeah, because that's what he likes to do.
One round.
Yo, Matt, can't you see that's what he does? Oh, I'll fight you in Dallas, but the gym is in San Antonio.
I'll fight him in Dallas and San Antonio. We'll do a whole tour like the old days.
No, you won't. Nah.
We'll do a tour like the bare knuckle days, dude. We'll go to town to town. We'll beat up on all the locals
people?
And then fight each other for
the bare knuckle days.
Yeah, dude, that's what they used to do.
Around ducking people.
Sullivan. Dude, but I'm saying I'm picking him. I'll legit bet you $100 right now that he's gonna beat you.
I'll do that.
Let's talk real money because
damn,
crazy.
You taking that $100 bet, Matt?
That's an easy $100 in my pocket.
Ooh, strip club money.
All right. Well, okay. Before we set this in stone and shake,
remember
backpedal.
Yo, remember that you're making a deal with Robert Ortiz, bro.
$100. The weasel. That fucking weasel.
Yo, I'm just gonna go on a record because obviously you guys met through me. So I have to be fair to both people and say, I remember Rob made a bet with someone else and it took him like a year to send that person his shirt. Wasn't that you?
How? You're a rock star, man. How are you a welcher on bets?
What do you mean? I fucking,
didn't
I,
you
I
make a bet with somebody?
I won $5 the other day.
Didn't you make a bet with somebody on TBV? And it took you like a year to send him something.
Yeah. It was the other
probably
Rob.
Jose, probably the Canadian.
No, it was the other Rob from. He lived
in Vegas,
Long Beach, but he had a Vegas number and he was
from the UK. Yeah. I gotta say that. You know, you might make a bet with him.
Pay up on my bet?
Yeah, a year later.
Irrelevant.
And let the record note that I've used the word year several times here, so
irrelevant.
It can't be confused with week or month.
Irrelevant. I paid up on my bet, dude.
Was it really a year? How are you that bad, Rob? Come on.
I felt so bad, right?
I don't do things.
Because the guy's like, yo, Ness, contact Robert Ortiz like periodically and shit.
He was
curious
about it. I was like, all right, I'll do it. I'll just forget.
Yeah, so Matt, just know he might just forget.
I won't forget.
I have his number, so I can always just call Robert.
No, and I have to say another thing. He's not futuristic. He's totally not 2020.
Oh, so he doesn't have PayPal, huh?
Oh, no, no.
But
no.
I have to get my money. I'm going to drive to Vegas to get my $100.
Yeah, you're gonna spend more money on gas driving to Vegas to collect your $100 from Rob.
I won't even be there.
I say don't do the bet. I just say don't do the bet. Do a friendly bet.
$100 cash.
No. I want a $100 bet. Let's go, Rob.
$100 bet.
Yo, you better put that. Okay, Matt. Last friendship warning is make sure you put that $100 in escrow.
I'm on the internet. I'm on the internet. $100, Matt. That Warren will beat you. Wait. What? Hold on.
Okay.
He has to show up though. Okay. He can't.
Oh yeah. If he doesn't show up, the bet's off. Of course.
Bet's off. Okay. So that doesn't count as a win for you. So
and no adding, no adding to this bet, because you know this guy's infamous for a month later saying Warren has to wear red shorts when he beats you.
$100 that he'll beat you, $50 extra if he stops you.
Sure.
Done?
And $100 extra if I stop him.
We'll do it fuck straight up, no joke. $200. No, that's too much.
Yo, Matt ain't stopping. Matt ain't stopping him. Matt, you
ain't. You're gonna take the bet off.
$100 extra.
Bruce, where you at, Bruce? We got it.
Extra. Let's do that. $100 extra on stoppage.
Oh my God, Bruce, we got it. We got to bet the house on Warren not getting stopped.
I'm watching.
What's the odds? What odds you giving? What odds you giving?
Hey, those Canadians are—they can't breathe very well. But I'm watching his sparring with Santiago right now, dude.
He picks up his back foot. Matt does,
and
he doesn't really—he doesn't really commit with that right hand.
He does that Eric Cruz like load up with the right hand way back here and then deliver it. Like, dude, Warren's gonna catch him.
Yeah, but Warren isn't technically sound. See, at least Matt has the advantage. Listen carefully first before you make any assessment. At least Matt has the advantage of understanding boxing, watching boxing, and not just trying to learn boxing this year. He's trying to learn how to physically box this year, but understanding it, being able to break it down, knowing what everything was already there. He does have that advantage. Warren is just throwing punches, and you can see from his sparring. But the thing is, that makes him awkward. He's Filipino. Yes. He reminds me of a little baby Pacquiao in there, bro. He's fucking letting his hands go too, man. And that left is dangerous, but the right hook is even better. I mean, he's got some shit for Matt.
And
the thing is, I want to be honest. Like Matt obviously has power.
I eat up Southpaws for breakfast.
Matt obviously, You ain't eat up the Southpaw in Jersey, boys, motherfucker.
I didn't have a Southpaw in Jersey.
You're crazy. You sparred John. You sparred John.
Dude, he feels like
yo, but I don't even listen.
The guy's ponytail?
No.
Oh, last time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it don't even matter outside of.
I was shitty that time.
All right. I mean, look, he did do better this time. And that's what I can say about Matt. I think his power is real because I seen him in with real sparring partners.
Matt's power is real?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I seen him with real sparring partners. He's been in my gym 2 times now. And I seen him spar Clarissa Shields' sparring partner, lead sparring partner, declarated amateur. Number one in the country for females in that division heavyweight, and he sparred her. John was a southpaw, another lot of amateur fights. Works out every day. We're talking about people that go to the gym every day too, not guys that are coming 2 times a week or nothing like that.
Doomsday style.
Yeah, no, nothing like that. Nothing like that. We're talking about really people that are dedicated. And even this time around, he sparred some of the younger amateurs, but they were in his weight class. And boxing, age is nothing. It's not about age. The only age in boxing is your in-ring experience.
Yeah.
And he landed a good right hand this time around. That could be seen also on Patreon, because I'll be honest with you. Him sparring Santiago and Fern Gully and even Info Joe, I'm not getting anything from that. And I respect those guys. But I have my commentator hat on, and those guys are his friends. That does nothing for me.
You can't do it with your friends. It's weird.
So why do you count Warren sparring his friend then?
Because he threw down, and if he can do that
to
his friend, he'll do that to you.
You can see that they threw down. Get the fuck out of here. You ain't hitting Santiago with that type of power.
Yeah, yeah. You just haven't seen it, but it's okay.
Well, there you go.
So why are you scared to put it out?
I'm not you, Iron Sal.
I put out tons of
bodies. I'm not you, Iron Sal. I'm not you. When I get hit to the body and I can't breathe, I let the world see because I don't hide shit. You motherfuckers the one making highlight reels of only when you look good.
I don't make highlight reels.
Yeah,
I just don't post everything.
Yeah, you just exclude the bad shit. That's not a highlight reel.
Okay.
I don't exclude, you know what I mean? The reel is there.
TBV West may have a leak tonight. Just to prove all you doubters wrong. It might happen. I don't know.
You ain't got to prove me wrong because I'm the one saying I believe in your power. All I'm saying is, I don't give a fuck. People hot and sparring like Robert Ortiz. People got to be pulling their teeth like the Canadians just to get sparred. I'm giving everybody I spar 3 times a week and that shit is out there every day. Every time I spar is there, and the only time you don't get it is when they don't record it. I ain't got nothing to worry about, nothing to hide. My power is fucking real. Bottom line.
Yo, why? Well, I'm watching your sparring with Mark Jeff Horn 2.0 from Australia. All these Australians fight the same way, man. It's weird. Real herky jerky style and throw.
Yeah, but even that sparring, you can tell he pushed Matt there, but he was also given that European style where he's leaving his face to be hit, kind of Paul Wolak almost. You know, I know Paul Wolak isn't. Well, he is European. He's from Poland, right? But
unfortunately, that was the bad sparring between us. We went 6 rounds, I think, the day after or 2 days after that, but no one was there to record. It was just me and him in the gym.
Matt, I'm watching you. You got more skill than I give you credit for. I gotta say, against myself, there's a huge giant size advantage, which is, you know, that's why obviously I couldn't.
He's home skillful, Rob, but it's the frame. Could his frame hold Warren's frame aggressive on the inside, being, you know, just walking him down, saying, fuck you, Matt. You're 137-pound little kid. Yeah. I mean, who's older? Warren even looks older, man. Like,
I think Warren is older.
Yeah, man.
Because just on size-wise, man, like, if I wanted to, I you know, I could have just pressed you, and because it's a size thing. But against Mark, someone who's your size, it's there's a lot more skill there. It's evident.
And Mark's an amateur. Mark's a long-time amateur in Australia.
So
I think he even went pro for a period of time before he got hurt.
Now you got his head swelling because you're watching sparring from fucking Vegas. You know, when we were all in Vegas together, you included. We're talking September. Wait till you get to the October fucking sparring. Matty Boy has stepped it up, but he's got no tank. I don't care. He's got no tank. I seen him sparring the other day. He got no tank.
Wow, and it's so crazy because all these skills I'm seeing, and I'm.
Whoa, wow. His head just fell over as soon as you heard you say all these skills. His head was like,
bet back? You want to take that bet back, Rob?
I want to actually increase my bet.
Oh.
Oh. Disrespectful.
$100 extra.
Ouch.
Well, luckily,
your skill set
made,
is there. It's
I'm
definitely
poor,
higher
so.
Than Warren's for sure. However, at this level of skill, it's not going to matter against a guy who wants to fuck you up, and that's what Warren's going to want to do.
Yeah, and Matt talks a lot of shit. He makes everyone mad, so it's going to be more animosity for those guys, you know?
Yeah, but I'm also going to have the animosity.
Yeah, but we've seen what you do when you're flustered.
Yeah, no, we
saw Oh, shit. Hold on. Perfect time to use a Deontay Wilderism. We've seen you when you've been flustered.
Shout out to Bronze Bomber. But yeah, I did get frustrated. And then I went ham against a guy that was 60 plus pounds bigger than me.
Yo, did you watch this one right here where it says Border Wars 1, La Mosca Montilla versus Babyface Eric Garcia?
Yeah, I'm pulling that up.
And then just click on his name, Warren Montilla, and you'll get all his sparring tagged up, you know, nice and easy. And you can see him right there with Canadian Jose. You can see him with Huracan. You know, you can see him with my ex-opponent, Matt, Zach, who's 200 and something. Like, this kid has a chin. There's no way. The money is bet on Matt not stopping him. I want the odds. What's the odds? Check him hitting the bag. Look at that bag. It's got to be like a 300-pound bag. Easily.
What do you want me to look for?
Bag doesn't hit back. Come on, man.
I know the bag doesn't hit back. We're talking.
No, I can post. Bag
everybody knows that bad work shows the power, bro. Listen, bro. You want to be the all-knowing, all-seeing. Just I hope you know all and you see all the fucking punches coming at your face January 16th. All right.
I'm taking on a hard fight. That's what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm expecting to get hit. You know, I'm not taking any cherries, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of cherries, what happened to your boy Mitty? Why ain't nobody sign up yet?
I don't know. Well,
yeah,
to be fair, Ness, this is the announcement today on this show that Mexican Butterbean's out. And we were respecting Mexican Butterbean. So now I think we can probably just discuss that with Mitty to get that UK heavyweight over here.
Yeah, get whoever over here, man. Get whoever over here.
Wow.
Wreck some faces, B.
Warren is raw, dude.
Don't scare him. Don't scare him. So who's Marvin fighting? Marvin, who you fighting, man? Who's Marvin fighting? Marvin ducking, Marvin, man.
Fighting Cantu, I believe.
Oh, Cantu. Cantu was, I don't know. Cantu might beat Marvin, too, because Marvin can't take a jab, man. He don't know how to slip them jabs, Marvin. He can't slip no jab.
Oh, guess who just called in?
Who?
Mr. SOG himself.
Oh, is that Eric Cruz?
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, Eric, what's up, my friend?
What's happening? What's happening, people?
Bro, we were trying to Well, basically what we're up to is trying to schedule you, you know, that grudge match that basically you've been robbed of due to Robert's duck tactics. And
what the fuck you? It's I have
I had to mute him. He'll have his opportunity.
Right, right. I can still hear him though. Is he at your house?
Yo. You have 10 seconds. Yeah, he's here at the studio.
No,
man,
he can't even take it.
He can't even take that we're talking to you. He hates that you're the A side.
So triggered. It's sad.
Let's
pathetic.
Put the camera on his face so the world can see how frustrated he is.
Yo, he took off his sunglasses. That's how frustrated he is.
No. Cruz, so do you think it's Duck and Cruz if I tell you I'm gonna go to Texas, we're gonna spar, but we're gonna do it in San Antonio?
Yeah, see that's what he told me. I'm not gonna
Rob, we're in studio.
I'm not gonna say he's ducking. I'm gonna, you know, let you guys decide what he's doing.
Tell me from
but yeah,
my
he told
own,
me he wanted to spar him in San Antonio, which was like it's 4 hours away from where I live, you know, so why would I drive 4 hours to you'll probably
okay,
duck
well,
me
that's,
again.
That's 27 hours from where I live. What's your point?
Well, don't you
I told you
man?
He was
You're not coming out here
I told
me.
You he was gonna find a way to say that he's ducking.
Yeah.
Yo, Cruz, you're the new background on my phone, dude. You look real cute.
He just told me. Oh, there you go with that.
Look at this. I said
trying to hit.
I'm sparring with Jesse James Leha's son. He's a big fan in San Antonio. If you want to roll, and he goes, San Antonio's like a 5-hour drive. Where do I stay? Oh, man, you know, like he's all like scared. I don't understand.
Dude, it's a 5-hour drive. It's not even like he could do it in a one day because of the way you're doing it, bro. Come on, man.
Yo, and plus, Cruz has
to
take like day off of work, probably.
I mean, it's a total duck. It's a total duck to ask someone to take the day off of work, pay for a hotel. I mean, what the hell?
Pay for a hotel. He comes in, he takes that out, and then he goes home.
I think if you paid for the lodging, Ortiz, you would definitely come.
First of all,
pay for a motel. Come on. If you really want that fight,
all your, like, you're a fucking terrible promoter. First of all, you're charging everyone them to pay for their fucking way.
Yeah.
You fucking sneaky.
It's called economics, bitch. Get used to it.
What's his name? The promoter that wears
the I told you. I knew this show was going to end up being Rob just making random excuses right in. Like
well,
lie.
I showed you the text. What do you want me to say?
But what is your text really stating other than that you're asking him to drive 4 or 5 hours
well,
away from
the
home?
It's gonna be a whole experience because he could hang out with Jesse James Leha, a pro former fighter, world champion.
Well, how about you don't introduce him to that fighter? How about you don't introduce him to that fighter and instead you pay for his hotel?
The fighter's gonna be there anyway.
All right, but he doesn't care.
Pay for his fucking hotel.
I mean, dude, you're taking him 5 hours. That's 10 hours round trip.
When you ducked him originally.
And you're the one ducking him. You're the one ducking him. So it's like
business.
Ah, yeah, you're still ducking, bro. Cruz, I'm sorry I wasted your time.
My bus costs $1,000 a day. So it's plus the gas to the next place. You could sleep on my bus and you I don't know what you want me to say.
Oh my god.
He could sleep on the ring. He could sleep on the mat.
Sad, bro.
All excuses.
See, I can
sad.
Take all that into consideration.
You
but the thing is I got money to make this shit function. Saying that we can spar but we don't got to go that hard or something like that.
Ah! Yo!
See that, Ortiz?
Yo! And he's infamous. Everyone knows him to say that shit.
Oh, that's all he says. He never spars hard.
Yeah, we all know him for that.
No, I have.
Canadian style, yeah, I know.
Canadians are going a lot harder than Matt with his fucking chubby.
No, they're going harder than you.
Yeah, you just changed your mind on Matt, and now because you're under fire, you're gonna go back on that again, huh?
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't
okay,
change
Mr.
my
Death
mind
Star.
On Matt. I said I oh my bet he hasn't taken it yet.
You're exposed. You're exposed.
No, I'm down.
Man,
I can't believe Rob is a real duck, man.
I didn't want to believe it. I thought that today would
he
would. I thought for sure
it's
today.
Business. I've been training hard. I've been doing everything. I business came up. What do you want me to say?
I thought
Cruz himself says
go up on the date that you
being
set.
A dog, it's
I thought for sure today was gonna he was gonna have a legitimate excuse.
Look,
it ain't happening.
I invited him. I said actually, I told him we could spar in Dallas too. But I said San Antonio would be cool because Jesse James Lehigh is going
to
be.
But then go to Dallas. Stop ducking.
I'm going to be in Dallas too. I
okay, then it's far then.
Oh, my God. So
I
he
invited
was,
him.
Yo, look, if we don't have this show, if we don't have this show, Cruz never knows.
Yo, we could do it in Houston.
Yo, if we don't have this
show. No, we're doing
we
it in
do
Dallas.
I got to meet this guy. I got to meet you. I got. I have to take control because what we just learned is that if we don't do this show and interrogate you, we don't even know that you're actually going to go through Dallas.
Stop ducking.
I already said that.
I
literally told you earlier, I said we could do a tour. We could do Dallas. We could do San Antonio and Houston like the old bare knuckle days. I said that. You even laughed at it. You thought it was a funny thing to say.
Man. Listen, it's time to wrap
this
Matt's thing up.
Now Matt's not listening. Fuck you, Matt.
It's time to wrap
fuck
this
you,
one
Matt.
Up. But Cruz,
do all three. I just invited him to want to go to.
Cruz, any final words, Cruz? Any final words?
I'm gonna make him my fucking girlfriend, dude. It's cool.
My final words to Rob would be: if he comes to Dallas, you know, and he wants to spar for real, then yo, I could take him to a gym. But if he wants to spar Canadian style, then yeah, I don't want to waste my time.
And Marvin. Are there going to be any issues? Excuse me, not Marvin. I'm so sorry about that. Are there going to be any issues with putting him in a ring because he already complained about fighting in the backyard?
Well, yeah, you know, he's all short to the ground and he's fucking got like a good low fucking base. So rocks and bushes aren't going to bother him.
No issue at all. Yeah, I could find him a ring. That's no problem.
All right.
Fight outside, though, so he can run.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, well, he's been doing a lot of that already.
Damn.
Yeah,
I like that.
Sit down. Sit down, Ortiz. You have nothing to say here.
And Eric,
cute
Eric,
your new outfit, dude.
Write the date down, Eric, because we have him on audio saying November 9th. Just in case he tries to switch it last minute.
Can't wait till you kiss me with those big old lips, dude.
He told me November 3rd. What? Okay.
You see?
November 9th.
See, without this show, it's a lot of duck tactics. You told him November 3rd,
well,
and you tell us
November
9th.
November 3rd. November 3rd
on full duck status
know.
Right
holy
here.
Holy shit, bro. This guy's coming from out the
woodwork. First of all, I already told you, I don't know my schedule. I know November 13th, my daughter's birthday, and I know.
Throwing the kids, yeah. Yeah.
That's the only date I know. I'll be
just
in San Francisco.
Just like last time. That's why he ducked the first time.
Yeah, it's not sounding good.
You're going to duck every
Antonio
time. Not the first
ninth,
time. You can duck every
November
time.
November 3rd, I'm somewhere in the South.
Look at that. So you lied to Cruz.
I never lied to Cruz.
You were
going to
have Cruz at Jesse
deck.
James Leha's gym November 3rd. Yo, this guy.
Show me the text. Show me the text, Cruz.
Wait a minute.
Because he can't show you. It doesn't exist.
No, Robert. First of
knowledge.
All, don't.
My schedule's right there.
Robert. First of all, we're talking to Eric El Terrible Cruz.
First of all,
AKA
SOG,
brother.
Be stealing a real Mexican's fucking name, first of all. And Andre Ward, that's the worst boxer name ever.
No. SOG because he's another son of God. He was just
Eric Cruz.
He just became
son of God.
He was just ordained right now. He's a minister now.
Yeah, he can take that name. That's
he's
fine.
Gonna baptize
he's
your ass. Don't worry about it.
And just like Deontay told Tyson Fury. Just like Deontay told Tyson Fury, whenever he gets you in the ring, he's gonna baptize you. You just running.
Oh,
said you was gonna be in Dallas. November 3rd.
I never said that. I never said that.
Yeah,
if I did, it was
at Jesse James Leha's gym.
Jesse James Leha's gym in San Antonio, and that's on the 9th. And then the 8th
about Dallas?
In Dallas.
When to Dallas?
The 7th is Houston.
The 8th is in Dallas, he said.
Okay.
The 8th is in Dallas. Where in Dallas?
We're already sparring. It's a
pain. Oh, well, are you?
No.
Battle it out.
No, you're sparring November 8th in Dallas. Get that through your little beanie.
That's fine.
You seem scared. I'm going to put the camera back on this guy. Y'all, look at his face. Look at his face.
I don't know about it.
Yo, he's super nervous right now. He's super nervous.
Okay. You're going to run out of your house if you keep on confronting him.
Live, I go to Eric Cruz, so I could call him out and tell him, challenge him personally live on air, and he always declines my invitations, man.
Oh, yeah?
What a jerk. He's on all my streams, too, all of them.
You set up the date for L.A., and you ducked.
Yeah.
That's kind of a jerkish move, huh?
That was a business conflict, dude. We're adults here.
Yeah.
This is
no, great. Listen. At the end of the day, I was telling him in the car, and I was like, I'm going to save it for the show, but in one hand, I can't get mad at him. I mean, you know, Matt, it's like we get a call. You can play the soundbite all you want, but if we get a call from Chivas Regal telling us they want us to do another live fight party on fucking January 16th, we're going to be doing a live fight party.
Oh, are we?
Are we not?
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, if Chivas...
We don't have to. We don't. That's the thing. We don't have to. Rob has to do something. Like, he didn't. He wasn't on top of shit. Like,
all I'm trying to do is make it work related. And I think that if we were, you know, to receive a substantial check, we would, you know, change things around as well.
True, good point.
But Robert, I'm not done. It is odd, strange, and kind of a dick move when you're given the freedom to pick the days and you choose a window that only has 3 available days.
Very odd.
What do you mean?
And now, all of a sudden, out of those 3, one
I didn't
one
tell
has
you
disappeared.
To pick the 16th, and you chose to pick the 16th.
That's yeah, because who the happened. Fuck? Who the fuck is gonna land on Monday and fight? That's what you want, because you want to do duck
I
shit.
Travel.
You want Eric Cruz.
I travel.
You
every
want Eric
day.
Cruz not
travel.
To rest.
I travel every fucking
yeah, you
day
want Eric
sleep.
Not to rest. You don't want to fight him at 100.
I'm going to show up in Dallas after a fucking 10-hour bus trip,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you're going to
yeah,
expect
yeah,
me to
yeah.
spar him.
Oh, hear that? That's an excuse already.
Oh,
no. Not like you guys. Like,
fuck, man.
Yeah. Does he mean, hey, Matt, does he mean
you.
Like you and me, the way that we got off a plane, went to work at Mayweather's
okay,
gym and
so then
went and sparred him?
So then what's the problem? It's you can do it, right? So what's the problem with Eric Cruz doing it?
Because it's cheating.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not ideal.
Okay, well, that's cheating for him. But for me
it's
to gallivant around the entire fucking country and never get proper training because I'm in a different city every day.
Oh, but
day.
Aren't you Mayweather? Aren't you
the
Mexican Mayweather?
I never claimed that. You claimed that. I never claimed that.
And from the sound of it, it sounds like he had plenty of sparring. He got to Canada, he had sparring. Gets to Texas, he's got sparring. He gets to Jersey, he's got sparring. What's he complaining about?
Did I spar? You weren't here,
Rob.
You didn't want to go. He wants me to go. Hey, Matt. He didn't want to go to Jersey Boys without me. He needed me to carry his hand.
Hold on, Rob. You cannot complain about your own tour when you signed up for the event. You signed up for it. You knew ahead of time that you had a tour.
Yes, absolutely.
You can't come back and say, "Well, I don't have any
spar."
You signed up for it.
Listen, at this point, guys.
No. Listen. You need to listen. This is an important time to listen because you brought up a great point. I do know that I have a good a tour, so that's why I put that date. That would give me the most time after my tour to get my body ready because I wouldn't be able to train properly during the tour. I still work out every day, but it's not the same. We all know it's not the same. So that gave me the biggest part, like the most amount of time to train and get ready for the fight. So that was the window of time that was the best selected. Now, my own manager, who I asked not to book me a show on the 13th of next month, my daughter's birthday, still booked the fucking show on my daughter's birthday. These things come up. I deal with it. It's part of my life. It's part of my job. I had this scheduled, and now he's booked the show. Instead of the back of the tour, he put it in the front of the tour. So it's not my fault. I didn't know, and it is what it is.
But you should have known.
There's nothing I could do. It's like there's whole well, there's the other thing bands touring. There's promoters offering.
Listen,
there's,
brother,
there's
we can't go back and forth at this point. It's just like a whiny thing.
A bad person.
What can be done at this point is obviously you can make up for it and make it up to Cruz by meeting up with Cruz in Dallas, getting it done, and making sure that Marvin records it, because I know how you are about recording too. You know, he might duck you that way, like, oh no, Cruz, if we do it, no recording, because allegedly that's what he told Team Canada.
Oh, is that what you told Team Canada?
Yeah, look at his smile.
That does sound like a duck move right there.
Why are you guys all about putting sparring like out?
Why don't you want to at least record it and watch yourself? You don't want it for your own sake?
I have it on my phone. I don't like to share it.
Corny.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Super corny.
We do have one more caller to get to, by the way, before we head out.
Who?
Amin.
Oh.
He pressed one. He wants to talk.
Yo, and Eric Cruz just put the text in there. And
I
it
like
says,
him, though. He's cool.
He said, and he showed the text from Robert Ortiz saying, we ain't got the battle, but let's get some work.
Oh, my God. Motherfucker.
Like,
yo,
we don't have
yo
to.
And look at Eric Cruz. He said, I'm sparring. Look, Robert texts him and says, I'm sparring Jesse James Leha, son. He's a big fan in San Antonio if you want to roll. And Eric wrote back, San Antonio's like 5-hour drive from where I stay, and then he put the little chicken and the rooster.
Why would he put first of all, I don't get those emojis because my phone's not updated. So this is the first time I'm seeing
hilarious.
But why wouldn't he just say yes? I don't understand.
Because it's 5 hours.
It's a road trip. You drove 5 hours to New York traffic to come pick me up today. Bro, we're not even sparring.
That's 10 hours, man. Go get a life, Rob. You're crazy.
Come on,
listen,
man.
Eric Cruz, have a good night.
Eric Cruz is
let me
cool
let Eric
dude.
Give his final thoughts or final words, man. We got to get out of here and like, get the Amin. Eric, you got anything?
I invited him and he would pay me.
All right, brother.
Yeah, my final
let's get
words
time.
Whenever.
Oh, shit. Oh, my bad.
He just added that chicken. Yeah, look, there's no chicken thing online.
You're lying. That's there.
Look, it's not there on mine. Look.
It wouldn't matter what's on yours and what's not. Like you said, your phone needs to be updated, bro. I got it right here.
Didn't even send like the weird things where it's like a square question mark.
Yeah, you know, update your phone.
It's like there.
What is that, an iPhone 5?
It's an iPhone 7.
7 who? Minus? Yo, go ahead, Cruz.
So we're going to Amin in Jersey.
Cruz is a good guy, though, man. He really is.
Amin? Going once?
Amin.
Going twice?
And it's over. It got a little bit whiny. It was like, no, you're ducking. No, I'm not ducking. No, you're ducking. No, I'm not ducking. You don't hit hard. Yes, I hit hard. You're going to get knocked out. No, I'm not. So I don't know. I don't know if we got the proper message across. I don't even know if we came to a conclusion.
What is the proper message? That
ducking shouldn't take place. But I also don't know if we even have a victim and a ducker, right? Like,
you know who the victim is?
Eric Cruz.
Poor Zach, trying to get knocked the fuck out because Robert Ortiz was too scared to fight Cruz and have an even match.
It's true. The blood is on Robert's hands.
It is. It's on Rob's hands.
I'll give you all my manager's information. Send it to him. His name is Zachary Yoshioka. And I'll also
I don't give a fuck. Ages. You duck. Sit down.
I didn't duck. I tried my best. Business didn't work out. Business didn't allow me to do the first board of war.
Damn. Yo, Georgie said, yo, TBV. TBV got a better chance of me showing up than the duck or tea.
This is how I'm not a duck. I'm still showing up to here to plead my. I'm showing up here.
Yeah, you're running here not to fight.
So putting my face out there, so I'm not afraid to show my face because I know the truth. Okay.
Yo, anytime you let Georgie come at you like that.
Show up January 16th.
Man, Georgie won't even sign up to fight at all.
I know. Georgie's he's another fake one.
He won't even do anything.
Straight fake one.
He didn't even try.
He don't want. Why? Why would he? He's fat.
Well, trying and ducking could be worse than just, you know, not caring about it.
No, not trying is worse than ducking because ducking, at least you tried and then you got afraid. not trying.
I'm not ducking.
Not trying. You're just afraid to try.
You didn't mention your name, Rob. You just said ducking. And of course, you thought we were talking about you because you know you're a duck.
Yeah, he knows that.
He's alluding to me.
Listen, okay, I'm your host.
Mexican Butterbean.
NessGTO. Find me on Instagram at NessGTO. Also on Twitter at NessGTO. Catch my co-host.
You can find me, Matt the Hipster Hunter, at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TV on Instagram, and my MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, etc., and the Duck Star.
Oh.
No, so
there's
Duck
no
Star.
Duck Star here, but this is Robert Ortiz, the legend, and I did not duck anybody. It's business. It happens. I'm not afraid of Cruz. I already talked to Angelo Habib, and he does not hit hard. There's nothing to be scared of with this.
Yeah,
kid.
Why was he dazed then? Why was Habib dazed?
He was never dazed.
Why was he bleeding?
Yo, how do you ask the loser? Does the winner hit hard?
He was not dazed. He just wanted to go in with this guy who was 60 pounds over than him and just kind of have fun with it. It was what it was. He doesn't hit hard. I'm not scared. Maybe we'll
sounds
do
like
it
he
again
came from a country that used to making excuses.
You said your piece, my piece. You can find me, Robert ETF on Instagram, Robert ETF on Facebook, Rob Ortiz ETF on Twitter, Hey Rob on YouTube. Check out my band, Escape the Fate. I'm out. Cruz, we'll do it in Dallas.
Yo, don't you got Hey Rob on Patreon?
That's right. If you want to be on Patreon, you can join me on my live streams on Facebook. If you happen to be a fan of Escape the Fate, that is patreon.com/HeyRob.
Do say.
Doing it in Dallas.
Remember, you can sign up to Border Wars.
The Texas.
We need
your heavyweight. Massacre.
Especially for a heavyweight. And 165 pounder, right? We need, or 165 pounder we need, and even 175 pounder out there, 175. See if we can't get Cruz a fight in a weight that his girlfriend could be happy.
He's
he
already
made
at 205.
Yeah, you know, he's 205 because you ducked him, so he's got no reason to hold that weight down. But we're outie.